This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A special event happening with the Optimist Club of Roseburg tonight at the Umpqua Valley Arts Building in West Harvard. And Becky Holm from the Optimist Club, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about what you have tonight. This seems like a rather unique opportunity for people.
Well, it is really kind of a once-in-a-lifetime, well, once-in-a-great-while talk here in Roseburg. We have Clarice Wilski coming, or Wilsey coming down, and she is going to be talking about her father's letters. He was in a physician that went into Dachau concentration camp at the end of World War II when the prisoners were liberated there.
And of course, that led to. I mean, they were there for the doctors were there for a while, right?
For quite a while.
Quite a while. And now, your author, where are they from?
I believe that she's in Eugene.
Okay,
that area.
But her father sent these letters. That's got to be like an incredible legacy.
Very much so. And then she. They aren't Jewish, but her father never actually spoke about them to her much. She at a very early age she saw a photo, and the reaction led her to believe really that it wasn't to be talked about. But when reading the letters after his passing, she discovered that. His desire really was to bring this out in the open and to make sure that it never happened again.
Well, that was a legendary concentration camp, and now it's been 80 years since that liberation, huh?
80 years on Thursday.
Wow.
On the 8th.
Wow, absolutely incredible. So she's going to kind of talk through that tonight. And how did you get connected?
Our member, Val Gordon, is amazing, and she brings to us some very unique opportunities. And so she somehow, I don't know the answer to that, but she somehow brought her to us and proposed the idea.
Wow. So you've kind of opened this event up to not just Optimists, but other folks too, right?
Yes, absolutely. This is open to the public. We encourage people to come. It's important that we never forget things like this. Clarice turned the letters over to the Holocaust Center for Humanity in Seattle after the after her book was published, and she just wanted, like I said, make sure that the horrific crimes never occurred again.
Well, about 20 years ago, I got to go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. Could have stayed there all day, really, and we felt like we were kind of shortchanging it by just being there for a couple hours before we moved on to other things there on the mall. But the pictures and the things you learn about that time are just incredible.
They are, and it is horrific. It's something that we need to make sure never ever happens again. And with it being the 80th anniversary on Thursday. And the rising sentiment of anti-Semitism now, we really, really need to bring this forward.
And so this is a one-time event. You've got a $5 cost for adults to come, but really encouraging people to bring young people, too.
Well, sort of.
Sort of.
This is, again, very, very... hard conversation to have. And if your young person, if your student has a maturity level, it's of course to your judgment. We really recommend young children maybe not come, but high school and maybe some middle school, it could be a really good thing for them to come to, and they are no cost.
And yeah, because this opportunity, as you said, really is not one that's going to come along, even though the book is out there and there's other things you can read about it. But to hear from somebody whose father was there,
right,
involved with helping people in that time, I can only imagine some of the things we're going to hear about tonight.
Yeah, very much a personal account. We do have a limited number of books available. Mm. And, of course, Clarice will be autographing those books.
Wow. All right. So that is tonight at Umpqua Valley Arts. Now, Roseburg Optimist Club, when do you guys normally meet if people want to find out more about other things you have going on?
We are at the Abbey's Annex on Fridays at noon.
All right. Anything else people ought to know about tonight or about Optimist?
Well, Optimist, start out with promise yourself to be so strong. That's our creed. And sometimes you'll see it on various cups of a local coffee shop. So think of Optimist when you see those. But we bring out the best in kids. That's our motto, is we bring out the best in kids. And we want to make sure that kids are safe around the world and in our community.
All right, Becky Holm from the Optimist Club, thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
8:37 at the Morning Report.